Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
With the spring festivals over, Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits, the people would return to their farms to bring in the winter field crops. 1 week would turn into two, and then three, and then... You see why it was called the Festival of Weeks? Hebrew Shavuot? Because, quote, "You shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed." Leviticus 23, verse 15. The interval was a week of weeks. But this feast was to be celebrated not on the seventh Sabbath, but, quote, "Count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath," verse 16. In other words, on what we call the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. Thus, Pentecost means 50 days. What did they do that day? Quote, "You shall bring from your dwellings 2 wave loaves of 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven." Verse 17. Do you recall back in chapter 2, God said, quote, "No grain offering which you bring to the Lord shall be made with leaven." Chapter 2, verse 11. This is the exception. Why? We must wait until the New Testament to find the answer, quote, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come," Acts 2, verse 1. Pentecost is the birthday of the church. The 2 loaves might picture believing Jews and Gentiles. Quote, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, so as to create in himself 1 new man from the 2, thus making peace." Ephesians 2, verses 14 and 15. The leaven reminds us that sinners were redeemed to make up the body of Christ, but the action of the leaven has been arrested by the fire. We are a people whose sin has been judged. We are not sinless yet, but we ought to sin less. But more on this exciting topic in our next lesson.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.